These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending May 31st, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Security researchers at Digital Shadows found that more than 2.3 billion files that contain sensitive information like credit card information, medical records, and patents are exposed online thanks to misconfigured online storage and cloud services. Digital Shadow found that exposed information increased 53% on the year after finding 1.5 billion files in a similar study in 2018. The U.S., France, and Japan had the most exposed information, with 326, 151, and 77 million files, respectively. On June 3rd, Lockport City School District in New York will begin the first facial recognition pilot project across its 8 schools. The trial will use a $1.4 million Aegis system to look for level 2 and 3 sex offenders, students and staff who have been suspended or put on leave, and other individuals ordered to not be present on school district property. An object recognition system will also be used to detect 10 types of guns. Video footage will be kept for 60 days, then erased from the server. The trial will serve to troubleshoot the system and train officials ahead of a plan to make it broadly operational on September 1st. Back in January, Google announced a change to the Chrome browser that would stop ad blocking extensions from using the Web Request API to block ads. API Web Request lets extensions modify requests and responses to block cookies or even JavaScript. This could allow malicious extensions to steal cookies. It's also used by extensions like NoScript to stop vulnerabilities. Google wants to replace it with Declarative Net Request, which lists the kind of responses and requests to be blocked or redirected, and then has the browser do the blocking. This speeds things up and would stop malicious extensions from stealing your cookies. Declarative Net Request does not allow for more complex patterns. Google also would limit the extension to 30,000 items. uBlock, for instance, ships with 90,000 filters and can work with up to 500,000. Safari has a similar system but allows 50,000 items. Google has said it might increase the amount. Google previously walked back that idea, but in a message this week, Google's Simeon Vincent writes, quote, "Chrome is deprecating the blocking capabilities of Web Request API and Manifest V3, not the entire Web Request API, though blocking will still be available to enterprise deployments." He also wrote they're planning to modify the install flow. 47 companies, including Apple, Google, and WhatsApp, signed an open letter to the UK's GCHQ urging the security agency to abandon plans for a so-called ghost protocol. The proposal was made in November by 2 UK government security experts and describes a technique to send copies of messages to third parties, besides the intended one, as a way to surveil targets without a backdoor, without breaking encryption. The companies object to this proposal on 2 grounds. One, it would require the injection of a new public key into a conversation. And 2, it would require the companies to suppress notifications that appear when a new person joins a chat. The companies say this would, quote, "undermine the authentication process that enables users to verify that they are communicating with the right people, introduce potential unintentional vulnerabilities, and increase risks that communication systems could be abused or misused." The National Cybersecurity Center's Ian Levy, one of the 2 authors from the November Post, said the hypothetical proposal was always intended as a starting point for discussion, and they will continue to engage with interested parties and look forward to having an open discussion to reach the best solutions possible. In a blog post about new PCs announced at Computex, Microsoft's Nick Parker described something called Modern OS that seems to be distinct from Windows 10 and could be the much-rumored Windows Lite. This Modern OS includes seamless updates done in the background with no interruptions, is secure by default, separating compute from applications, is always connected, has longer battery life, powered by AI, with multiple inputs like pen, voice, and gaze, as well as awareness of multiple form factors. Sounds very similar to Chrome OS. Parker says Microsoft is investing in this vision of a modern OS. The World Wide Web Consortium, aka the W3C, has decided to hand over development of HTML and DOM standards to the Web Hypertext Application Technology Working Group, or WHATWG. That's made up of people who work on browsers at Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla. That working group was founded in 2004 to help speed up the development of HTML standards. The group developed HTML5 and led the effort to get W3C approval for it. In 2018, the W3C and the WHAT working group differed over version 4.1 of the Document Object Model, or DOM, which was not approved. Under this new agreement, W3C members will now draft recommendations to be given to the WHAT working group for consideration for inclusion in the HTML or DOM living standards, and then the working group will finalize it. Finally, Poland has submitted a complaint to the European Court of Justice against copyright rules adopted in April. These are the rules that would require large companies to show good faith efforts to prevent the upload of copyright infringing works and payments for using news snippets. Poland argues the filtering requirement would lay the foundation for preventative censorship, which it says is forbidden by the Polish Constitution and EU treaties. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.